Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I think it's atrocious that you have Democrats in Congress on Capitol Hill who swear an oath to protect their constituents and to serve them in Washington, D.C., spending more time defending illegal immigrant gang members than their own constituents and law-abiding American citizens.
Yeah, Caroline Leavitt, I know you recognize the voice by now. She is great at what she does, but her point there is so valid. You have got a United States senator flying to El Salvador today, claiming he's going there to defend a constituent. Your illegal aliens are not your constituents. Gang members are from El Salvador are not your constituents, Senator Van Hollen. But he's going down there for a photo op. That seems more and more obvious. I got Joey Chester on the phone right now. He's with the Federation for American Immigration Reform. And Joey, good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be with you.
Great time to be in your organization, I'm sure, because, you know, over the years, we've attended a lot of the radio roads you guys sponsored during the Biden administration. And I mean, it was miserable what was going on then. And we're starting to see some real progress on the southern border, finally.
We are. You know, we see record low border crossings in March, just a little over 7,000 at the southern border. That's an incredible change. I believe that is lower than just the first 2 days of March of 2024 were. So you can see just how quickly the Trump administration has been able to make progress towards border security and operational control. And they've done all of this through the executive power of the president and by using what I like to call a whole government approach to securing the border. That isn't just CBP. You've got the military that is now controlling a 60-foot wide piece of land along the southern border. You have border wall construction restarting. And so they're making incredible progress so far towards securing that border. I mean, it's a night and day difference.
Oh,
really.
It definitely is. And, you know, here's the issue now of how far can district court judges go to control immigration policy? And the White House is, and it appears the Supreme Court has told them, not nearly as far as they think, right?
That's right. And like you think about this case with the man from El Salvador, where basically the Supreme Court said, they cannot compel the president to execute a certain foreign policy. That policy is vested with the president of the United States. And simply that if El Salvador decides to return this illegal alien, then the United States would have to allow him back into the country. But the United States does not need to go, and they cannot force the United States to go into El Salvador and pick this guy up and bring him back into the United States.
Well, because we still allow people to come here to the United States, they can still seek asylum, but we've tightened that, right? I mean, ever since Trump took office, it's not like Biden, where it was just like, yeah, just claim you need asylum and poof, you're in our country.
That's exactly right. You can't just claim it and you're in our country, which really is the policy of catch and release. And then, you get a court date 5 to 10 years in the future from now. And then while you're here, you just disappear into the interior of the country. And you can get a work permit while your asylum case is pending. And there's all sorts of issues with that. But that has all been tightened. And I believe the only place now that you can claim asylum is at a port of entry. So if you are a legitimate asylum seeker and you make it to the United States, you can go to a port of entry and you can claim asylum. But we are not going to allow you to cross illegally between a port of entry, get caught by Border Patrol, and then be released into the interior of our country.
Yeah, it's a good point. We're talking with Joey Chester of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. We see us making ground, I say us, the United States making ground on this immigration issue. But internally, you've got some big blue states, including Connecticut, that has now doubled down on its sanctuary law for illegals and even threatened companies. Is that right? If they cooperate with ICE?
Yeah, you see a lot of this happening right now where the deepest blue places, sanctuary places, are doubling down, and they do not want localities to comply with ICE. You have some states that don't want their city police departments to be cooperating with ICE. And in certain states, like in Washington, you actually have a sheriff who's saying, look, I'm not going to comply, and we are going to cooperate with ICE. And so what I think you're going to start see happening, and you're already seeing some of this from Pam Bondi, is you're going to see the administration use the full weight of the Justice Department to start going after these sanctuary jurisdictions and saying, no, look, you need to comply with federal immigration law and work with ICE. That is safest for police officers. It's safest for the illegal alien, and it's safest for the community. When you block working with ICE, you release these dangerous individuals out into the community, and then ICE has to come in and try to find them, and that puts those agents in danger, and it potentially puts the community in danger depending on the situation that these guys end up in.
Yeah.
And so I think you'll continue to see the admin take on these jurisdictions.
Well, Joey, thank you for your time. I direct people to fairus.org for more information on these very important issues. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Joey Chester there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.